you can see why small businesses may like the flexibility of zero-hour contracts. And you can also see why some people may like the flexibility of zero-hour contracts. But how can it be defensible that Sports Direct, which employs 15,000 people, are all on zero contracts?
Well, that's why we took action to deal with the exploitive elements, you know, such as exclusivity. And as we've just heard in your programme, those changes in law have taken place.
Well, how will this affect the 15,000 on Sports Direct?
Actually, another important part, and this comes directly to answer your question. That survey that you've just mentioned, or Chris just mentioned, it also shows that two-thirds of people that are on 0 hours contracts work under 25 hours a week, and they like the flexibility that they provide. They want to work part-time.
But why should Sports Direct, which is a major company with a predictable cash flow and popular with customers and has buildings up and down the country, why does it put its people on 0 hours contracts?
Of course there will be some people that would rather not be on a 0 hours contract. I want full-time employment.
There's 15,000.
But the only way we're going to achieve that is to make sure that we have a business-friendly economy that actually creates jobs and opportunities.
Are you comfortable that Sports Direct has 15,000 of its staff on zero-hour contracts?
I'm comfortable that the only thing that you can do to help people get the jobs that they want...
Please do not answer questions that I have not asked. I will ask you again, because the politicians in this campaign are making a habit of doing this, and I'm not having it. I'm asking you a simple question. Are you comfortable that Sports Direct has 15,000 staff on zero-hour contracts?
Well, I'm afraid that politicians cannot force companies to have one type of contract or another.
I didn't ask you to force, I asked you, are you comfortable?
Other than we can help the economy grow and create jobs. And what we've seen over the last 5 years is a jobs factory in Britain, 1,000 jobs created every single day, and that's how people get the jobs they really want.
You're not going to answer the question, the viewers will work that out.